arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out this segment with an old friend of mine, a guy whose opinion I respect. I don't agree with him all the time. He doesn't agree with me all the time. But you know what? If we don't have freedom of speech in the United States, we got nothing, baby. I'm talking with John Nadler. John is a spokesman for Kitco. We're talking silver right now. John, silver is really fluctuating. We're around 23 bucks right now, a little over, but not much as we're recording. Everybody talks to you about gold. Well, let's talk about silver. What are your views on that?
Well, yeah, indeed, fewer people mention it, and it can be, in fact, a much more exciting metal than gold. Certainly it was in terms of, you know, if you're looking for return potential in a particular market, clearly the facts, at least last year, certainly spoke for themselves. You know, gold was ahead about 24%, silver was about 53%.
Yeah.
And, you know, it largely continues. I mean, yes, there will be overshoots and undershoots where it, times it seems like it's being dragged, and then at other times it just roars ahead and disconnects itself from what gold does. But this is largely due to the fact that the white metal has basically lost its monetary attribute. Central banks don't really sit on silver, obviously, and it has turned into a metal that is you know, primarily driven by industrial ebb and flow consumption.
Sure.
That said, and we can cover this later on, I think there are very exciting areas where silver could, you know, excuse the pun, really shine in the future. But the first thing I do is approach this market from the fundamentals level.
Sure. Yeah.
And we can discuss that if you like at this point.
I would like to, actually. Let me just say at the outset maybe why you're gathering your thoughts a little bit, and that is I have gone on record on the show, John, numerous times and said my wife and I purchase silver not as an investment necessarily looking for a profit, but we purchase silver really for security. You know, I think, I mean, if the currency system in the United States happens to collapse, and I'm not saying it's going to or it doesn't, it's not going to, but I would say there is a possibility. You know, I want to have something of value, and I personally like silver rounds. I think if you're looking to invest for security, for insurance, and you don't have literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to put into the gold market, I don't think silver is a bad place to be. Comments?
I'm sure it's not, and I'm sure that a lot of people share your angle on this because, you know, I just visited the Sunshine Mint on last Friday.
Sure.
And what I saw in terms of production and round-the-clock shifts being operated by the folks there tells me that obviously there's an interest in physical silver, perhaps for security reasons, perhaps for speculative reasons. It doesn't much matter. At this point, people feel that, you know, in general, tangible assets might have room to be, you know, allocated for in a portfolio. And that's fine as long as they recognize, you know, what the cycles are and what the situation offers in terms of value.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I start approaching it from, let's look at supply, let's look at demand, let's look at where the flows of funds and ounces in this market come and go from.
Sure.
Because that's basically how I approach gold. And, you know, I take heat for that, but in terms of that, I have no doubt after 35 years in this that cycles very much matter and that fundamentals, real tonnage issues, at the end of the day do matter, even if investment demand for a while during a particular crisis is the sole driver, as we have today. So in that sense, here we are. You know, the silver market is largely similar to the gold market right now in terms of makeup, namely supply. Well, silver supply was up 2.5% last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 860 million ounces nearly. It's forecast to rise another 2.5% in the current year. And the largest sector of additional supply, indeed, has been global silver mine production. Look, when it costs $5 an ounce or so, $5.25 to mine an ounce of gold globally, no miner is going to hold back from adding more. And last year, they put out about 22,000 tons of silver.
Right.
Led by certainly Latin America. I mean, Peru is it, Mexico second. They are looking at 5% gains in the current year. Yeah, Chile did very well. Australia, not too bad. Russia and China, of course, did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Russia was, 8% higher. Russia was 6% higher, and China was about 8% higher.
Yeah.
So the total global silver mine supply may gain another 1,100 tons this year. Add to that sizable quantities of scrap silver coming into the market. Clearly, just like with gold, at a price, secondary amounts of metal will flow into the market. Obviously, people need cash. We have cash crunch. So old scrap jewelry, silverware, catalyst, batteries, whatever you have, and we know this from our own refining activities in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
You're going to let go of, certainly, when you see $20, $25 silver. So that source of supply was sharply higher. And the last one was, official sector, so-called central banks, which really sold very little. Well, that's because they have very little.
Yeah.
They used to have, once upon a time, about 11,000 tons of silver. At the moment, they have less than a tenth of that. So practically no further sales really are expected from central banks. And now we have the other side of the equation, which is demand. And that's where the problem is, that absent ETF-type demand and speculative futures and options type of trading, fabrication demand fell almost 12% last year, meaning that industrial users were not using.
Mm-hmm.
And the bulk of the declines, of course, came from that niche, spearheaded by, obviously, declines in photography and so on. All in all, it ended up leaving the market in a, quote-unquote, substantial surplus. So that means that the surplus was being absorbed by someone.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, ETF demand is at the front and center of current offtake for silver. And that was, 4,700 tons, about 151 million ounces that went into ETF. That's basically as much as, photography used to consume. It sounds large, but, put it in perspective. Buffett alone bought 130 million ounces when he did his famous play.
Mm-hmm.
In silver. So it is large, but the question is, can it last? Has it added to price gains? And what happens if a little bit comes out of these ETFs? We don't know.
John, let me ask you a question. You've got a reputation among some people, many of whom I don't agree with, I have to say, that you are not really pro. I mean, people are saying, how can John Nadler be a spokesman for Kitco, a bullion dealer, when he is anti-purchasing precious metals because he doesn't believe the price is going to do anything? I know, having known you for almost 10 years, I know that's not the case. Summarize your feelings, will you?
Well, and the first thing you do know about this, Al, is that I don't buy for price performance. I buy for asset allocation.
Me too.
And I buy for long-term life insurance for my other assets.
Me too.
In fact, I pray for non-performance because I know full well that, that 10 or 15% that I put aside in metals, if that little slice of pie performs stupendously for me, then that means everything else I have has just, collapsed into a pile of smoking rubble.
Right.
Is that what I wish for? No. And Kitco's approach for 35 years now has been not only to be a competitive and honest bullion dealer, but as a news organization, mm-hmm. as a website that mm-hmm. is supposed to give you all of the facts and figures about all these markets, we're not going to shield you from substantial overhangs in the supply side for silver, or gold for that matter, or to show you that the palladium market is in a pretty acute shortage situation and so on. As long as we bring you the truth, I'm sure you're an adult who can make up their own mind and do what's right for your portfolio.
Sure.
I know why I buy. I buy more than the so-called gurus actually admit to having, and I've never gone on record with a single sentence that said, don't touch it.
No, I know. Well, I know for a fact that you're in, that your precious metal holdings represent somewhere around 15% of your assets. I would have to question why anybody would say you're a bear. John, thank you so much, buddy. Big Al's going to be right back.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. and you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Much of this show, as you know, is originating from the Silver Summit over in Spokane, Washington. Big Al met a very, very interesting gentleman over here, Shelley Kraft. Let me tell you a little bit about Shelley. Shelley is a retired stockbroker, actually president of a stock brokerage firm, retired, moved to Southern California, down in Marina Del Rey, couldn't get the stock bug out of his system, so to speak, and he now has a publication called The Microcap Review, excellent, excellent publication, and he and his wife, Mrs. Kraft, run a what appears to be a very
very, very interesting website called snnwire.com. I went on the website, and I have to tell you, it's a very, very good source of information. You know, and Shelley, one thing that we stress on this program is people need independent sources of information so they can make their own investment decisions, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what you're providing.
Well, we know out there that people have a desire to do research. They don't always know exactly where to go to get research. I mean, anybody can go on Google and Google a company.
Sure.
You can find the company's website. And now you go to the company's website and you can read and even watch video these days of some of what they're going through and what's going on in the company. It's not independent.
Not even close.
And now you have an opportunity to have more information to now make a decision on. But the problem is you don't know what direction to go in. So it's shows like yours that you take a you look at the overall picture. You look at a
right.
big picture, and that's I think if you combine an overall picture with specific information on a company, then you can figure out where the trend is headed, in my opinion.
Well, no, I think you're right. Now, what do you and the missus, so to speak, and I say that fondly because my business is the same way. I basically run my business with my wife, Kathy, as our listeners are aware. But basically, let's talk about the information that you provide to both the readers of the magazine and viewers of the website.
We have what is known as a user-generated real-time video press release business. So therefore, when a company is making a very important declaration of what's going on in their company, and it's a video and it's a press release that's going out to the text press, we now give them an opportunity to combine the text that's already been approved by counsel.
Sure, right.
That's already ready to go to Yahoo Finance, etc. And we allow them to put a video, let's say, overview of the text press release together with the text press release, put it out on our website, and our website then has everything from Sentinels, from video companies looking to pull information from us, to Yahoo Finance itself, the Business Wire, PR News Wire, Market Wire, all coming to get information from the SNN Wire website.
What a great idea. You know, the idea is brilliantly simple in the sense that it's brilliant and it's simple, and no one's done it before.
No, we have first mover advantage in the marketplace.
Yeah.
But, you know, this wasn't a simply conceived idea. We've come from having a telephony company in the past. We morphed it into the real-time news distribution and dissemination. And then when we had finally, when video was able to be, you know, normalized at 30 frames per second, we changed the entire company over to a video platform and incorporated text video press releases in our model.
So I've got to believe that your press releases, the video press releases, I should say, you do remotes, I'm sure. You don't have to travel all the way.
It's user-generated.
It's exactly user-generated.
They sit in front of a camera.
Right.
They sit in front of a webcam.
Exactly, right.
And like unlike what we're doing right now, they just talk into their computer.
Who'd have thought that the technology would ever advance to the point where people could do that? I do it on my show, Shelley.
Well, you're a dinosaur and I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, okay.
You know, I mean, who are we to figure that stuff out?
Well, I'll tell you, that reminds me of a funny story. I was doing radio back in 2001, and the program director at the station that was carrying my show said, let's put it on the internet. And I just about fell over on the floor. I was laughing so hard, and I said, nobody's going to listen to this stuff on the Internet. Well, we got 50,000 people to listen to this stuff
exactly.
on the Internet. And I don't even know how to put it up there, but thank God there are young people who do.
Yeah, exactly. I have to agree with you because, you know, a lot of, like, our children grew up as Internet kids. So it's so second nature to them. And it takes a while for us to even, you know, well, now I'm, you know, proficient with email and all. But it took a while, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but now that's the thing that's, you know. So we took the magazine, for instance, and we created a website that has a digitized version of the magazine. So even if every single page is digitized, so every advertiser, for instance, that advertises in the publication that we print
also now has the ability to have their URL,
sure,
which is on their digitized version. If you click on it, it takes you to the company's website, and they love that.
Oh, yeah, you bet they do, yeah. Well, we do that for our clients also. But, you know, what I find interesting about this is what a great source, or wrong way to put it, isn't it interesting how much more information is available today to investors than, for example, when you were running your brokerage firm back in the early 80s?
You know, the funny thing is we had a Bloomberg machine, and we were like a rare company that did.
Yeah, yeah.
So what did you have? You didn't have, when we started, what was CNBC? We didn't have cable TV.
Nope.
We didn't have cell phones.
Right.
But it was the pink sheet world, you know? You literally had pink sheets. You looked up
exactly.
Quotes.
They were delivered every morning or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I
remember that.
One set.
Yeah.
For the whole firm.
Yeah.
So and it was usually in the trading department.
And today it's instantaneous. You know, I got to tell you, I wish I was younger because this industry is moving so fast. The next 20, 30 years are going to be fascinating, in my opinion.
But you know what I found out, Al?
What's that?
And this is like, I have to tell you, you can come to a conference like we here in the Silver Summit.
Yeah.
Or you can go to Cambridge House. You know, you can go, and you know, listening to speakers, you have one guy telling you in one room that gold's going to go down, that it's hit its peak. And then you go into the next room, and gold's just beginning to move higher. So now, even though you have that higher degree of information, you have now both sides. So making a decision is not necessarily any easier.
No, but that's what's so interesting. You know, when people have the ability to instantly look at both sides of an issue, that puts them in a better position to make an informed investment decision in their own minds. Is it going to be correct? Who knows? But the fact of the matter is they have the independent ability to do that.
Plus, you're going to get a new idea just by stepping on the floor. You know, if someone's going to say something, you're going to go, you know what? I have to check into that. You know, like rare earth elements. Who knew? And that's pretty recent.
Who knew? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's what makes you folks out there, that's what makes what Shelley and I and Mrs. Corlin and Mrs. Kraft do that's so much fun. You know, it is communication and access to information is instant today. That's what makes our world a whole lot more interesting.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I've got my two buddies, Clyde Harrison and Steve Carr, with me. Clyde is, as everyone is aware, the co-founder of the Rogers Raw Material Fund, among other things, a former partner with Carl Icahn. Steve is the founder of an organization called Destiny, and also another organization that we're going to talk about shortly. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about two things. Number one, Clyde, I want to focus on you for a little bit. Clyde, you're one of the brightest guys, one of the best-known guys in our business, okay? I have never talked with anyone who doesn't respect your opinion to the nth degree. Give our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your background, number one, and then based on your background, where you see things going economically and politically in our country right now.
Well, I started in the business in 1968, started my own firm in the early 70s, joined Carl Icahn in buyout deals in 74, was a partner with Carl. We were running a couple hundred million on the floor of the exchange for the next 10 years till they changed the tax act in 83. I then ran the one of the top five largest trading operations on the floor of the exchanges till 89, and then was consultant to the chairman of the option exchange for the next 2 years. Following that, I just traded my own account and did consulting work, traveled around and gave a bunch of speeches, and then started the Rogers Fund in 98-99.
You got a bad throat, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Started the Rogers Fund in 98-99, was CEO of the fund for the first 5 years, and then just became a salesman for it, and that's what I'm doing today.
I have a question for you, and that is, and then I'd like to switch over to Steve here, but Clyde, you have had a tremendous amount of background experience, use whatever word you want, in the financial community. And you've also, because of that, you've had to, you know, develop a certain amount, a lot, I guess I should say, a large amount of acumen in terms of the political community, okay? Based on not your emotions, but just based on your past experience, okay, Are you happy with the way things are right now, and do you think it's going to change?
Well, no, I'm very unhappy as a I'm a libertarian capitalist, so I'm guess worse than Republicans. But history tells me that's what works to bring people out of poverty and create growth. And we're doing the opposite here. We're we say we're burdening our children with debt, but we're burdening ourselves with debt. This will hit in less than 5 years, in my opinion, and hit hard. So we're going to have to make some very painful changes, and right now we're going in the opposite direction. We're creating more pain for the future.
Steve, so, got a question for you. Based on your experience, and you were a, you know, a successful commodity trader for a lot of years. You were involved in politics. You were very, very active in the Republican community in the state of Illinois. As you said, you know, you are a disenfranchised, for lack of better terms, Republican. You don't like the way things are going. You don't like the way things are going, basically taking the direction of where either party would like to put us. I don't either. Can you elaborate a little bit for me?
Well, you know, Al, we've done a show together on progressivism,
sure.
And the lights went on for me. I think they did to a certain extent for you. Because what the real battle is not so much for me anymore against Republican versus Democrat or conservative and liberal. It's progressivist versus non-progressivist. And both sides of the aisle are filled with progressivists who are convinced that the solution is more and more centralized power.
Yeah.
And our, you know, founding fathers were directly opposed to that.
You bet.
I'm foreseeing us getting back to the original premise of this country where we've got very strong checks and balances to power, whether it's Republican or Democratic.
You know, I have to agree 100% with that. And I, quite frankly, really don't see that happening with the current administration. You know, I was chatting with Roger Wiegand at the conclusion of the first hour of this particular show, and we were talking about how our president is posturing, how he is attempting to, and I use the word posturing not necessarily negatively here, but what he's doing to try and increase those dismal approval ratings that he's got. I mean, his approval rating right now is down around 37%. So what does he do? In order to try and make himself more likable, he goes on Comedy Central on Jon Stewart's show. He, you know, there's no problem with Jon Stewart referring to the President of the United States as, hey, dude. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that the President of our country goes on comedy shows and goes down to the level of the comedians.
I think that rather than substance, Al and Clyde, we have a president who's into rhetoric and posturing. And we're seeing now, after almost into 2 years of this administration, that the rhetoric and the reality are oftentimes diametrically opposed to each other. And I think that's why President Obama's ratings are going down so dramatically, because he promised working together. Now he's talking about Republicans being on the bus, but in the back of the bus, which is a very interesting comment from a black president. He's talking about penalizing and punishing enemies. Well, gosh, I thought we were all Americans here. Doesn't sound like a Christian mindset to me. So I think people are seeing through this, and I think people are tired of the posturing charade, and they want to see real substance.
Clyde, what do you think, buddy?
I think Obama has a plan, and he's not getting off of it. I don't care who's elected next Tuesday. This man is a absolute socialist, maybe worse. He sees himself as a world leader, which is never the way the United States has looked at the world. And I just think he's very, very dangerous for us and our children's future.
Well, let me make a comment here about that, okay? What disappoints me more than anything at this particular point in time is President Obama is a very, very charismatic individual. President Obama had, in my opinion, the ability to, number one, really, really do great things for this country. because he does have the ability. Look what he did initially in the Democratic Party. Really, really drew people together. Okay, I mean, his speech at the convention in 2004, if I'm not mistaken, was considered to be absolute genius the way he handled that crowd. Okay, I think you've got a man here who truly, truly has the ability to bring people together, to make things work, et cetera, et cetera. But what he is doing, and for whatever reason, and I don't understand this, for whatever reason, he is absolutely polarizing this country. Whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat, you have to admit the hatred that we're seeing in society right now towards some very competent politicians is amazing. Okay, our president, for example, in some circles is really, really not liked. Look at Nancy Pelosi. They love her in San Francisco. The majority of the country absolutely despises her. With her ability as a politician, why couldn't she pull things together instead of trying to force her own, effectively forcing her own agenda and taking things apart? I don't understand that. Look at Harry Reid. Steve, you and I haven't chatted with Harry Reid, but we've talked in person with his opponent, Sharon Ingle. Look at the bickering, et cetera, that's going on in that race down there. I mean, it's absolutely terrifying. My question is, why can't some very, very competent people, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, et cetera, why can't they bring the country together instead of pulling us apart? What I would ask you to do is think about that.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower.
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently.
Like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to kwikedge.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report. Much of this program, as you know, is originating from the Silver Summit over in Spokane, Washington. I am here to wrap up the show with three friends of mine, and believe it or not, we're going to make a point. We're not just going to talk in circles. Roger Wiegand, a newsletter writer and also a daily contributor to our radio show, has a website called, has a newsletter called Trader Tracks. Baman Yamini, who is an old friend, who is the president of a company called Canisil Resources, and one of the Hudak gang, Kevin Hudak. Kevin is a very, very interesting guy in that he's one of the few stockbrokers in the United States who really, really knows his way around Canadian publicly traded companies, right?
Thank you. Yes, I've been chasing the Canadian companies for a long time, 15, 20 years minimum, and for most people in the United States, they don't even know they exist.
They don't, but there is some tremendous opportunity there.
Not opportunity, but the values are wonderful compared to a lot of things that are available in the United States.
They are. Roger, got a question for you. You've been recommending Mr. Hudak here to your subscribers. Your colleague and my friend Jay Taylor has been recommending Kevin to his subscribers, etc. Why are you guys doing that?
Well, there's two or three reasons, Al. The first reason is that, as you just mentioned and as Kevin just mentioned, he's been around the Canadian resource industry for a long time, understands the ins and outs of the shares for both silver and gold within that industry. But in addition to that, and most importantly, he's got a different approach in the way he treats clients. He treats them like family. He does extra things for them in the way of perhaps personal and social advice, persuading people to spend a little of their gains on vacations and on their life, which I think is a wonderful thing.
Kevin, I'm going to put you on the hot seat there. You just you met Baman Yamini last night, if I'm not mistaken. You may have read the write-up that Roger did on Canisil. You may have seen Canisil on our website. But you came to the conclusion rather quickly that Canisil was something you probably would want your clients to take a real hard look at. Why did you come to that conclusion? And do you have any really hard questions that you want to ask Baman as the president of the company?
Sure. What really caught my eye is the value that Canisil can put into my client's portfolio, moderate and long term. And discussing the company with him, not only are they big in Mexico, but they've got a project in British Columbia, and they're looking up and down basically the Rocky Mountain Corridor, which goes from Alaska all the way down into South America. And my biggest, not concern, but my question for him is, okay, we're Mexico, they're doing great. They've got projects in British Columbia. Are you looking out other places in those hot, very prominent silver areas in the world?
Thanks very much, Kevin. It's a great question.
I think for a company like Canisil right now, we're a small junior explorer. We need to be extremely focused in the areas where we work at this time. I think there's always a danger of spreading ourselves too thin if we go too far afield. I think we're right now in Mexico in the prime silver producing area, the top silver producing area in the world, and we have already 10 projects in that Durango Zacatecas area. They're very close to our office base. We like to have a full-time presence in the areas where we work. We don't like to use part-time consultants to send people in from Vancouver to these local areas. We employ 3 full-time geologists in Durango in our office. All our projects are within 2 hours' drive of the office. They can be on site on any one of them within a day turnaround. And that allows us to have a very good feel with what we are doing to select really top-quality projects and also keep track of them and address them very efficiently and develop them very efficiently.
Alan, that's where a big concern of mine sits, and that is you get a lot of these little companies or people that, not little companies, but they don't know anything about them, and the companies start spreading themselves out so thin that there's no focus. And listening to what these people have to say about what they're doing and how they're doing it, that's 3/4 of the battle. And then the other part of it is the management team that stays focused. And that's what my clients are looking for, because this isn't a get-rich-quick scenario. This is something that they're building shareholder value. My clients will benefit from that, and that's why I'm looking and talking to them and putting them into it.
Kevin, you mentioned that you had been, quote-unquote, chasing gold. You and your brothers have been chasing gold and silver for quite some time now, since the early 70s, 1970s. Why the interest?
Well, it had to do with my father and my parents. They came out of the farming communities in western Pennsylvania. They got away from there, and they were looking at values in where they could bring my 4 brothers and my sister up in the values that they set. And back in, even in the early 60s, they could see what inflation was doing to their money. My father died at a very early age in the early 60s, and so as we're being on our own, and my mother raising us, those were some of the values that they instilled in us. And gold and silver is that natural progression. If you're, all you have to do is look at the fundamentals of the metal itself, not the stock markets, not the company markets, but just the fundamentals of the bullion, and you see what's happened since 1911, 1912 with the U.S. dollar. Gold and silver makes so much sense to protect your core value. And that's how we got started. And it's just blossomed from there.
Bauman, and you've lived all over the world. You know, you grew up in the Middle East. You were educated initially in the United Kingdom. You went on to graduate school at Harvard University in the Eastern United States. Now you and your family have settled in Canada. You've been there for quite some time. Why the interest for you in gold and silver? And I think I know the answer, but I'd like you to articulate it for our listeners.
Well, in terms of the precious metals in the exploration sector that we're in, that's traditionally been one of the strongest focus in terms of the minerals and where you can, quite frankly, add very significant value. These are areas, if you select the areas where you're working, if you're in high potential areas, prospective areas, and you make discoveries, we are in the high risk, high reward end of the spectrum. With the small juniors, it is a very high-risk type of a program. At Canisil, we try to mitigate that risk by having several projects, by having several targets on our projects, so that manages the risk. But at the same time, being at the early exploration end, you have extremely high reward. And we've seen that if you do make discoveries, as there have been a number of important ones in the areas where we work, for example, in the Durango Zacatecas area, some of our partners like MAG Silver have taken projects from zero value to over $1 billion in a short space of time based on the potential for discovery. So I think the precious metals offers you that leverage for a high value added as you progress in discovery.
No, I agree with what Bauman said. The thing that attracted me to his company initially were in our discussion was the the merger with MAG Silver and the vicinity and success in the vicinity, and also the British Columbia property, which I think is very intriguing. And as these projects develop and move forward, particularly in this sensational market I see coming, we see nothing but good things ahead for the company.
If you have, what I do for my clients, if you look at the basics of what Bauman is doing and the value that he brings to the company, let alone what silver and gold bullion are doing, and in his case, silver bullion, the company has very little downside from what I can see, and the potentials for the upside, though, that's where you want to have exposure in this kind of market. And you know, everything isn't, they're not all grand slam home runs, and they're not all going to work, but you put yourself in position to where you can take advantages of the ones that look like they're going to work, and that's where I try to bring shareholder value and client value to it.
Okay, in the interest of full disclosure, I need to say a couple of things here. Number one, I am, as Bob Moriarty says in his disclaimers, Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold, I am highly prejudiced here. I've known number one, which is speaking specifically about Canisil, I've known Bauman for a long time. Kathy and I are investors in this company, so you're not exactly getting, I believe you're getting arm's length information, but I am prejudiced because I do own shares in the company. They're also sponsors on our website. Please don't take this as investment advice, as I am not a registered investment advisor. If you want to get some investment advice, you know who you need to call? Hudak. You need to call Kevin Hudak. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.